Bien.
Asian. Bundi. B-U-N-D-I.
Bundi.
Joseph Njogu. Njogu, N-J-O-G.
Yes. I'm a good writer.
I can see. Christina
Njogu. Now the bodies are on your side. At least when I'm talking to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we are University of Nairobi students.
Yes.
And at the School of Computing.
Yeah.
And we've realized that most of the time that we go outside the field, we are not ready to work.
Mm.
And as you maybe you know or you don't, you know, our health systems are becoming very crucial for Africa at large and especially Kenya. So we worked with our lecturers to have just this week during our holiday to come to the field, and we are targeting, our main aims is to understand, first of all, to reintroduce ourselves to health issues, and then especially in the low income groups. And Kamukunji is top because right now your catchment area would be around almost 5 slums. You know, so the people who come here, most of them do not even earn more than $1 per day. What we've done is that we've divided ourselves into many.
Hello.
Into.
Thank you. Jace.
Judy. Fresha.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You want to talk with the members?
Yes.
As they come, let's talk
with them. We were wondering, is it possible to just, instead of 111, we have like 5 and we just talk with them?
Okay.
Yeah, that's possible.
Easy.
Especially.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's gone. There's a father who's brought.
Well,
he's gone.
This one man is around.
Yeah.
When you see a man, you don't delay him in the clinic.
So he has to will not come back.
Because he's
not
coming back.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. We understand that.
So, okay. Saimo, after this, you learn, huh? So let me do the reporting.
So, yeah. Basically, what we want to do is we want to understand health issues, and we want mainly to address, to understand challenges that affect access to healthcare in low-income groups. So what we've done is we've divided into groups, ourselves into groups of 4 each, and then what happens is that we give topics, like our group is only on mothers. So we want to understand from the perspective of mothers what's their problems in accessing healthcare.
Okay. First of all, let me talk on, I'm not talking on issues concerning finance in the household, but I'm just talking about the issue of the antenatal women, the problems they do face. You see, the antenatal women who are in this community, most of them actually have missed those so many things that people watch on TVs as such. Any the real counseling, you see, the real counseling which is supposed to be undertaken, or the real steps that a family or a child may undergo, the acute right passage of becoming an adult, you see. So many children have wasted their time. No, they are not schooling, they are just being deceived by their fellow youths. No, that life is good, maybe they are in love with each other, but they don't know anything to do with marriage therapy as such. You see, so as a result, they become victims of unexpected pregnancies. And unexpected pregnancies, as far as you know, is I don't want to call it so, but in the real sense, when someone has to do a marriage, you see, you can see it even in the university there when there is a celebration. There's mother, there's dad on each and every side. There's a grandma, there's a grandfather. You have got visitors as such. That thing is confirmed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, these ladies, they get unexpected pregnancies. Thus, sometimes, but afterwards, when these men come to realize, they realize that actually these children they got with these girls are illegitimate children. You see, so actually, that lady doesn't have a chance to be called a wife of someone, you see. So she's undergoing some stress even when she's coming here at the antenatal. Now, whenever she gets something negative or positive that affects her, she's not actually full of emotions. She's depressed. Now, that's one point. Okay, the second point. These ladies, apart from that marriage therapy, they've got numerous partners. And I don't know why nowadays we don't have that STI referrals. You see, we are lacking STI referrals. Nowadays, it's just a matter of being screened of HIV AIDS. So I don't know. Actually, nowadays people do have STIs, or they just automatically fall in the group of HIV. Now,
What do you exactly mean by STI referral?
STI, I mean the sexually transmitted infections.
Yeah, how did it used to run before? Because you're talking of how did the program used to run before?
When I was young, very young. There were some referrals. Actually, you see, I was not only born in the maternity, but I used to be in the maternity all the times. So I used to see those referral letters. They are just similar to those ones of the TB referrals, the ones for screening. You see, that referral letter for STI and numerous indications of the particular type of the STI someone may be diagnosed of, sugar. Yes, but nowadays, these books, they are just heaped somewhere. They're not working. Yes. What is actually on the go now is the HIV testing.
Was there a reason such referrals were stopped?
I don't know, but actually, we have never had a CME apart from early this year. That's when you mentioned about that. Yes, we had a first CME probably on January, and we talked about that. Yes, so
and what did you agree on in one sentence? What did you agree on at the CME?
They said that they look into that.
Let me get the point clear. Is this that you feel like we are focused more on HIV, that we still neglect STIs around, or do you think we could integrate the STI screening also with the HIV testing? What's the issue?
Actually, I can't defend that question because what I see, we have got numerous VCT sites, you see, but actually we have got less STI posters nowadays. So I don't know what's happening. Well, I know before somebody comes to the administration of the HIV drugs or STI drugs, there's that what you call PEPs. As being followed, so actually I don't know about it so much because I'm just engaged in so many activities. I'm just still trying to find out some facts more different from this, so as to compile later.
And what are problems you see mothers face in trying to access the healthcare?
Problems.
especially you can look at it like from antenatal services, then postnatal services, then family planning, and then when this gets, when after delivery, when they come to immunization.
In the antenatal, the norms are just followed. The regular norms. They continue?
Yes, sure.
The norms are just followed. The antenatal norms are just followed. For example, visiting the facility four times before delivery, they just follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And both of them?
Yes. Mm.
And in your experience?
Yes.
Can I ask, in your experience, do you encounter mothers who don't make before visits?
Yes.
And do you know any reason why they don't make before visits?
Yes, there is a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The reason is not that the facility is closed.
Mm-hmm.
The facility is always open.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is after testing, you know, you have to undergo many HIV tests. So after undergoing an HIV test, the serology may come as an unreactive or a reactive. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, actually this one forces someone to get that stigma. So, it results to home delivery. And resulting to home delivery is a problem. Because from in school you've learned that actually if it is diagnosed at an early stage, the child may be saved and may be free from HIV syrup transmission, maybe getting the nevirapine syrup before 72 hours. But you see, actually this concept, what I believe could have been produced in so many proxies, small proxies, be it in any of the two languages, Swahili or English, such that before a health worker comes to the client, or the client comes to the facility, at least the client, before going into the counseling room, has got those guts, of actually knowing that even if I can be infected of HIV, I know my life will be prolonged, and if not being prolonged, not only being prolonged, my child also will be safe. But the moment a lady who is an antenatal sits on that bench, and the other one comes out, the other one may come out with a pale face, with a depressed face, you see, as such. By that time, you can realize one of the clients pretending or assuming as though she has forgotten something or such. That indicates really that back in the community, she had maybe numerous partners. So she's not very stable about his status, or she's feeling that whenever she gets in there, it will be automatic that she'll be testing positive.
In accessing family planning, do most people use family planning around, if you wanted to get family planning, a method, how would you go about it?
Yes. I'm also a Maris of Youth. I'm a Maris of Youth. Maris of International. Yes, I'm Maris of
Youth. Oh,
Maris of Youth International. Yes. I'm working at ECB, Maris of Youth, and Kencom Maris of Youth. Yes, but the problem here in FPs, really, now I come to finance the stability of a client in the community. You see, most of them have got low-scale businesses. You see, except for those who are actually very active in business, they've got some fields here, as you can see. They vend shoes. And if at all they don't vend shoes, they've got some hotels as such. But apart from those, there are those ones who are not even landlords or landladies, they're just tenants. No, no. What they depend on is maybe selling of tea to passers-by. No, no. If not selling of tea, they sell potatoes. And these potatoes, it's not the market potato. It's the potato with the cheap style. See, if not the cheap style, it's like a coin. You see, it's like a coin. You see, so actually, selling these chips, having purchased the fuel, see there, having purchased water, no, this is fuel, but oil also should be purchased. You see, if you try to consider this and the amount of she received, she used buying the potato, by the end of the job, she hasn't garnered even, let's say, 500 shillings. No. And if at all she has garnered 500 shillings, most of it will be taken back to the fuel, to the oil, whatever. No. Okay, taking it, because she has done the job, she feels like saving the money. No. So she has to go to that chama. No. So some other time, she's not able to perform the job again tomorrow in the morning. See there? That is the problem facing those women. No, financialized. So in the family planning, she's not able even to go for a decent FP method. No. The decent FP method maybe is the implant. See there? The TV radiation. Obligation as such. With these FPs and cycles, and they are unpredictable. Sometimes she may be taking them.
Could you give us
the tablets? The FP tablets. She may be taking the tablets. Taking the tablets, sometimes she may miss taking the tablet. See there? Or sometimes she may have a relationship without remembering the tablets as such, resulting to the pregnancy. No. But if at all she had this implant has got a guarantee. No. Has got a guarantee of so many years or so many months as such, or the property as such. But you see, they have to be purchased. So what the government is actually giving is the FPs in tablets, psycho forms. No. Although I have just witnessed a few no plans, any implants in the facility. Yes.
That's my hair stops, eh?
No, which
facility?
No, I'm now talking of the national facilities like this one I am in. But I was giving you an example of the importance of tibialligation implant and the copertisi as such. And what I see in these normal facilities where the local community ladies come to, they just use the tablets.
But yes. do they know about those other forms?
Yes, they do know, because sometimes I come with posters here. We are having free medical camp at Maristops, and we are issuing implant for free. Although the day you may wish to remove it, there's a fee you have
to pay.
Yes.
So what's the take on patients, on mothers, on that? What do mothers react that you're putting it for free, but when you're removing it, you need to pay something? And how much money do they need to pay? I'm asking, when you come with the posters and you tell, you tell me as a mother, I need to remove, you can put for me the implant or whatever, but when I want it removed, I need to pay. How much money do they need to pay when it's being removed?
It's a small fee.
How much?
It's a small fee, probably 1,000 shillings.
And what do mothers, does it discourage mothers from getting the method?
From getting the method? No. They come in large numbers. Owing to the fact that this tablet is a bomb to them.
So, what's apart from posters, what other sources of information are available to the mothers on family planning?
Sources of information?
Yes.
How?
You bring them posters. So if you didn't come with the posters, I wangejua kwamba kuna hizo njia za kupanga uzazi. Sasa ni njia gani zingine wanapata ujumbe?
But we have an FP book here. When health talk is being given, we go around. We open the flip chart all over. And we also tell them where they can get this implant apart from the free medical camp. Mm-hmm. So they can get access if they really have that in the financial stability.
So, let me bring you back a little. We're talking about antenatal care. And you said that many of them give birth at home. So is it just because the cost is prohibitive or because of the stigma associated with it?
No. Here we have got two categories. The first category and the second category. In this second category, not everybody we see in this city. I'm not calling it a slum, because as long as in the city, you move everywhere. You see, so not everybody we see in this city has got a residential place. You see, some do business, be it in the morning, in the daylight, or at night time, and actually we've got some vibandas, these parlors, whatever. For example, let's say that's a video parlor, but before you enter that video parlor, you've got some stalls, some rough stalls. You see, somebody may be just taking the whole night there, be it a man or a woman, and accidentally, maybe she's pregnant, she may deliver at that spot. She doesn't have access of going to the maternity, the main maternity, the autonomous maternity. Because the autonomous maternity, we charge 3,600 for delivery. A normal delivery, up to 4,000. Up to 4,000. You see, while here, we have got the PMCT, Prevention of Mother to Child Transmission, which was initiated by the government. We have got in Kankuji district, we have got two maternities, Bahati Dispensary Maternity and ECB Maternity. They work very well on PMCT. So the charges of admission only. Charges of admission and charges of discharge is only 20 shillings. So you can see the difference of this at 600 and 20 shillings. While in private hospitals like our Marisols, we charge 20,000 to 10,000 a delivery. We have got also Kilimanjaro Nursing Home at Isili, now called St. Joseph. They charge 10,000 delivery. So you see, for this community woman, she can't afford this thing. It's very difficult. And also, not only affording this thing, she may be having this 20 shilling coin, but actually, where is the individual birth partner? Where is the IBF, individual birth planning partner, who is assisting her, that companion, who is assisting her to reach this facility at ECB or at Bahati? Because she doesn't have that individual birth plan. she was not actually expecting it, or even if she was expecting it, she was expecting it maybe on daytime basis. No. So it's a problem of getting attacks. Attacks may charge maybe up to 300. Mm-hmm. And it's not promising on the return. Return of home at home. So this is a problem. So she's just forced to give birth in the open. And there's no diagnosis which has been taken as such. Maybe she had neglected coming to the facility for this antenatal checkup, whereby they are told to be reporting 4 times before delivery. That's another major problem.
Do you have TBAs around?
TBAs,
traditional birth attendants.
Yes, and we have also discouraged them from doing so. And even their children discouraged them from doing so. No, but they just continue.
How many are there around? How many?
We have got 5. In this locality, in this locality we have got 2.
Approximately how many mothers do they attend to in a day?
You know, it's unheard of. It's something secret. Yes, you just come to realize it after some other time when there's some complications as such. We have tried calling them back here in the facility. So that whenever we go to a training, we should also be in a training with them. But there's no response.
Can I ask, can you be able to maybe guess why they resist coming to work with you people?
I can't tell. But what I know is that they have that knowledge of actually attending somebody who's delivering. They have that knowledge. But just in case there's a problem, like the VVF, there's that problem, or there's that cancerian problem, So you see, she'll not be in a position. Automatically, there'll be an uproar in the community. She has killed a baby.
So when there's an uproar, what happens after that? Because I'm sure kume waitendeka. Kama mtoto akikufa na huyo mama wa mama mkunga, kunaendelea aje?
These people are very stubborn. They just talk about it, but they don't take any action. They just blaspheme that facility or blaspheme that woman who renders that service, but they don't actually take action. See, they themselves who decided to go there. Well, they know there's a facility.
So it's a place.
Wanda kwake. Sini hao tuka hii. Hao tuya mtu tu. Naona. Alafu wanamjua. Because maybe from the olden times she had been doing so. Naona. So even your own mother may send you to her. Naona. Maybe she has got this at 600, but she's trying to save this money for some other purposes. And these purposes also are not all that productive.
You described to us there are some women, homeless mothers, who end up being pregnant, delivering in the vibandas.
Even at the chief's camp, 3 months ago, I did it. She doesn't even have a house up to date. No. She always comes to my water point to wash her clothes. I never charge her any money because I know her status, any of her finance. Well, every day she keeps on telling people in the community, this boy saved my life. Actually, I one day reward her as such. But you don't know what she's. You don't know her business really. You don't know. Because now she has got. She has got maybe 3 to 4 children with her.
The chief's camp.
Not at the chief's camp. She delivered at the chief's camp.
Yeah.
And we assisted. I also went into my pocket and provided some food to those children. That way. the chief, the police officers there know that action that I did that thing. And they always recommend me about it sometimes. And the mother is just based somewhere. You can find that if there is need. But I wonder if she has got an IW card, an infant welfare card. She always talk that she'll be coming to get it, but she never comes.
So we can just, is it possible to see her?
To see her? Maybe if we inquire what time she do comes, because there's a plot far end. There's a plot far end of Elliot's. Mm-hmm. Elliot's car. See, you remember that old name called Elliot's Bread? Mm-hmm. There's a camp for Elliot's company there. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has been purchased. She sleeps there at night. Mm-hmm.
What I was wondering is, like now those mothers, do they bring their children for immunization? No,
they don't. Unless you motivate her.
How can you motivate her? How can you motivate her?
Just ask her, how old is the child now? She may be telling you. And you ask her, has the child received the last immunization, be it measles or the polio, last polio? You hear her telling you, no. But by that time also, me myself, I'm stressed with some other job, Nona, and I don't want to come in this way to the facility, but I just refer her to be coming.
What if you didn't have another job? What would you do? What if you didn't have another job at that point? What would you normally do?
In the community?
Kama huo wakati unamwambia akuje kwa hospitali, hauna kazi ingine, unaweza kumsaidia aje?
So can come along with that the facility. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been doing so to some.
My question is, how do you think we can improve just general access to health among mothers? On any aspect.
Actually, I'm glad that I've met you all. Whenever I meet such people, my heart glows. Mm-hmm. You see. Because I'm not saying that I'm spiritual, but at least whenever I go even to the church, that's where I shed my tears. You know, I'm a boxer, and sometimes I may be tempered, even with whatever is happening in the community. As for now, the way you are interviewing me, at least you can see some signs of tears. This thing is very, you see, I'm just almost about to cry. It's very hurting in the community. At least the way we do the VCT, or the way we do the campaigns in vaccinations, or the way we do medical camps, is the way we should also serve these mothers. You see, I'm not trying to affect that office or the counseling office. I'm not trying to affect the IW office or the counseling or the vaccination office. But the way you come here, you are from the campus here, and you have got one thing in common, isn't it? And I had even my boss from the Red Cross, another lady called Brenda. She never talks. She's so cool. We may be having a workshop lasting maybe for 10 days or 15 days. But in those 15 days, you'll never hear of our voice. You'll only hear of our voice by the end of the workshop. I mean, each day when the workshop ends is when she gives some guidelines, some whatever. You see, but the moment she's on a laptop, people in the workshop participate, talk shit, disregard someone's opinion as such. No. But last week I was happy when she said that actually, you people, you should go for an attitude training. You see, so I believe with the campus people, they've got that attitude training. No. I know you are oriented in that. Yes, you know, this is your partner. You should never let him down. You should never disregard him as such. So in this issue of that she was pointing at, I didn't come with my books, but I knew it would be me. I wanted to entertain you with what I've done. I've gone a great step, Nona, as far as being recommended at Kenyatta Hospital. Nona, I've got thousands of things in my house, Nona, that may have given you that stimulation. But my coordinator, our government coordinator, home-based care, called Lucy at the Kariakoo headquarters. Whenever I don't go to work, I'm at the water point. I scribble some notes. Then a certain lady called Carol, who always passes by, she's a worker there. I give her my book to take it to the DPHN, District Public Health Nurse. They undergo through it. Then they recommend. So my last recommendation was this, that I find a team and we set a community health office. Nona, this community health office is challenged by some of our community health workers or community health responders as such. You see, whenever somebody gets some money here, somebody is just up to his own needs or his own deeds back in the community, back in his household. He's never interested of trying to use this money in reaching to some greater steps. No. So the issue like the VCT, the campaigns in the vaccine, the immunization, the medical camps, we should also have a small mini. Let's say, if not a container, that metallic container, we should have a tent. A temporary tent like the one for a VCT, be it a single one. No, be it a single one, a single one that is just in the community. No. Resembling that one of the VCT, which will cater for referrals. No. Referrals to the clinic, facility, or maternity, and also cater for defaulter tracing, in immunization, and also another one which will cater for problems, like for those expectants who are homeless as such, which may look for that, actually it may screen in that particular community how many women are not in households, but are actually roaming about, as such. Because I've realized something, that in this public drinking sports, we have got those women who are once defaulters of TB drugs, and they are in that pub taking alcohol, and the moment they are taking alcohol and they were formerly TB drugs who no longer respond to drugs, they are still making some love with people, so you see the spread of TB and HIV is very high, and whenever you can't cancel someone on the road. So whenever you see her coming or you see him coming, at least you may try to dodge. But even if you dodge, she herself has got that concept in her mind, or in his mind. Really, that man told me not to be taking alcohol, but to respond to drugs. So you can see her wailing of your name. At least I'm occasion, then I will see whatever. And that's the sound you can share too. No. Or when you enter in that pub, especially me, I do enter in those pubs because I have to collect my revenue for water and sanitation. You may find her there taking alcohol. No. But you can't try to tell her what you told her in the facility. But she herself, she'll greet you. No. And after greeting you, you don't talk much. because she just fools himself. That's how it goes. So having this tent for referrals, because it's also difficult. We had some other times tried to find some ways of getting them out of the community, but it is difficult. You can't take somebody to a police cell or a police station simply because she's a TB patient, she's an HIV patient, that she may go and complete the drugs in the police station or somewhere else that is isolated. No. These people, there should be that screening. No. In deepness. No. Actually, not the community health worker, but after the community health worker has sorted out the misappropriateness of administration of drugs and how this particular person is actually distributing this virus or whatever to other people. No. After we found it out, it's the duty of the administration. No.
So what I'm wondering is, instead of reinventing the wheel, we have a health facility here. Because instead of going now and looking for tents and putting them 2 meters from here, yeah, even outside, why can't we just empower the facility here to do the same things? You understand? To still work with referrals. You know, I'm asking, what value would it add to have a community health office versus empowering
The community health office? I mean, it was not for me, for HIV or for TB. I was talking about the antenatals, but I just went further ahead. I was talking about the antenatals and the postnatals. They have problems. You know, sometimes houses here may be expensive, you see. So they may be forced to move. There may be some problems of fire outbreaks as such. So I was talking of the postnatals and the antenatals in terms of recordings of cards. You see, like for now, so you can see the big turnout that is in the city center to be the birth registration and such. Yes, so to make that accountability and access of everything to be okay, no, at least there should be a community desk whereby these lost cards should be compiled in a certain book, so that the person in charge in the community should at least come, and after coming, to do just a whole day's work, trying to locate these lost cards, and assisting the mothers as such. Because there is, I don't know, but I know they have to, not here, but in those big offices where to get this birth or whatever, they have to get into their pockets again, so as to accomplish that task. And you heard in the news yesterday, it is very essential now for each and every student or a pupil to have all those particular items. It's very difficult. So, in this matter, what I know in the slum, these things make people do things which are beyond control. No. Even as far as getting something from a neighbor's house without the knowledge of the other neighbor as such. No. Their children are also forced to climb into other people's houses as such to steal in order to satisfy their needs. Needs are so many here in the community. Unlike me, I'm a special boy because I've got a water point, I've got a sanitation. In fact, I've got a free house. Yes, my mother may be a salad lady. No. Also, I'm in the community facility, and I go in all fields that are concerned here, be it the HIV nurse corps, be it the TB, be it immunization, and I'm just in all fields. I'm just active in all fields. Also, I'm a clerk here at the chief's camp, and unlike other clerks who just do it once or twice, me, I've been doing it for 5 years' time. So this will be my 6th year as a clerk register here in the community. They are coming again, and when they come, they always contact me. Yeah.
Okay, well, would like to, maybe after we interview the mothers, we can see the sanitation services you offer. in the watering point,
yes,
if you don't mind. Mm. But one last question, mm, unless they have other questions, is what's, you know, wase wangapi wako na phones huko?
Na?
Sim.
Aje.
How many, like, mobile phones?
How?
How many people own mobile phones? That's what I'm asking. Many or everyone or most or nobody?
Or the youth?
Anyone that you usually interact with.
People have got phones, nearly everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you know phones are there.
Mm-hmm.
Even the expensive phones that that people feel like buying in town, you can get it here at a 700 shillings, 500 shillings. A phone which you could have dearly just costed you maybe 7,000, you can get it here at...
How come?
It's that way. It's that way. Don't speak too much.
Okay. Mm.
In case, but I don't feel like myself, though I use them, I always feel I've got that burning issue of purchasing a phone in the shop. Because I believe that buying this phone from these people just gives them that morale, Nona, of doing more and more crimes to other people sometimes, so as to get these phones. So at least by not buying, you discourage them.
But how do you think, forget about where you get yours, but how do you think phones can be used to improve access to healthcare for women?
Phones.
In what ways do you think that can be used?
Phones to be used as
to improve access, eh?
Yes.
The problems that women face when they are getting help.
Mm. Yes, because the community health worker or community nurse or community doctor cannot reach everybody, isn't it? See now, she can't reach everybody by phone. That means that if she reaches everybody by phone, it will be her money that she's using, isn't it? But at least these people, if they fail coming to the facility, see now, and at least you can see we have got some adverts on billboards. You see, we have got adverts in the facility, but people maybe still seem to be blind, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But also that particular person who is denying to come to the facility has a phone. And if he has a phone, at least, what about if some adverts could be transmitted on the phone, so that whenever she feels that maybe somebody has actually sent her an M-Pesa, it's not an M-Pesa, but it's a health message. Since that's fine,
mm-hmm,
at least we should be, and development should be in all sorts, Nona, to improve the health of these people. So, yeah.
And what information would you like to see sent, you know? Kama venye umesema, it's a good example. Ati unafikiria ni M-Pesa alafu kishika, because you'll open, unakuta ni a health message, but still you'll read.
Instead of those...
Lakini sasa, ni gani unaona kama, what kind of information?
There are so many. Interactions are so many. Just to do with health in general, there are so many.
A few examples.
A few examples. But see, that needs a preparation. I mean, my mind is just congested with what I'm trying to tell you now.
Okay.
I can't make a sketch or any example,
okay,
as such. But I have them. I have them in plenty. And I've got two albums. I've got a community blackboard there. But I no longer talk of it. When I was young, you know, I was trying to indicate even as far as the administration, the way it's concerned, administration of drugs. But actually, I stopped it when I was young. Nowadays, I just give basic information, general information. Yes.
So I hope you can allow us to talk to the unless to talk to the mothers.
Yes.
Or I think she has.
The kids or something,
are
they
given
drugs
to them?
They go for herbals.
No, they don't go for herbals. Only for those traditional women who are from the upcountry, they may try to do so. But it depends. And when the sickness is so serious, they do come. But this fees is less, or somehow it's just something that they can, you know, there's a disease whereby you can see somebody maybe say dehydrated or whatever, whatever. With that, they do fear, they come here. But the problem is with those traditional women, whenever there's a skin disease, in the dermatology wise, or there's that. In a ailment, they refer, the traditional women, they may refer the children to Makongeni Estate. There's a herbalist there, a big herbalist who practices those traditional plants. Yes. Mm. But it is no longer very much in use. They come for drugs here.
So you give them drugs here?
Yeah, they come for weighing and immunization, and for further curative services at the dispensary.
Yes. Let me ask one final question also, just for knowledge of maternal health in the area. What I'm getting is that many of the mothers here are young mothers, young single mothers. And then I was wondering, since sometimes unwanted pregnancies are quite a lot, and is abortion frequent in the area? Remember, it's illegal.
Yes. I can even show you where we buried 5 children. I can show you the spot. Even the Salvation writer, Kwamboko Yaro, once showed her that particular point. When we were talking about the drainages, whatever.
So can I ask, is it done here, or they do and they drain their dead children, or how does
the abortion?
Yeah.
I think, you know, me, I only know of the abortion clinical wise. No. But with this type of abortion, I really don't know it. Although I saw it on a slide, I don't know the process. But because I'm in charge in the facility of that sanitation, I don't wash the loo, yes, but we have got Tammy. That order of command there, yes, we have got some boys who are here, looking for us, but they can report it. No. If they report it, or whenever there is a big sewer blockage, we may suspect it is so. No. Or sometimes it may be not on the sewer in the loo, but it may be in the drainage system. But not in the drainage system very clearly. In the carabat, so you know the carabat, yes, somebody may spot it. People do know maybe who did it, but they can't actually say it, you know.
Yeah.
But you hear somebody telling you, pal, kuna mtu hii. No. So when I've heard of that, first I come to my in charge, Mr. Newt, yes, and I get directions from him. No. You have got those gloves, those masks, as such. And I may purchase a paper bag, as such. And also, I may be having a rod, an iron rod, to bring the fetus out of the carabat and place it into the paper bag. So you see, action like taking it to the DPHN, actually, it's not fine. No. Or trying to wait for a garbage vehicle is not fine. No. So I try the paper bag. First of all, that's the first step. Then we dig the ground. After digging the ground, because I had orders and the advice from my boss, I don't bury the fetus with the paper bag. I untie the paper bag, drop the fetus, and then cover the soil so that it should be disintegrated.
How many have you removed?
You can go there and talk to the boys. They'll tell you. It's shocking. Furthermore, on that spot, we didn't want to remember it, so we cemented the place. After cementing the place, we made a shower for people, a hot shower. The loo is on the front, then the shower is at the back.
Such women who have undergone abortion, they experience complications afterwards.
You know, medical wise, you as a health responder, you will just know from somebody actually. Though Sasa had not been clear that she was pregnant as such, you may just know that maybe this lady, she's suffering from some ailments as such. Probably the fetus was not actually flushed out completely as such. Yes, and you can also see those ailments on her stomach, her feelings, the fatigues, her crow feet or whatever. You can know those things, you know. At least you can study somewhere. See ya.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sure we'll meet again. I don't know what's your plan for the day.
I'm going to bring the vaccines. Then we have got a donor coming, a visitor. We have got a visitor from Red Cross. He wants to see how we are going with the HRN1. Yes.
So when can you take us around? When can you show us your water point at least?
Maybe we do it now. If you can get some, this human is still here. Yes, up to 12. Or I go with a part of you to the water point. You, in case you may need my assistance or my presence, you may come to the water point and try to locate where I am. If I'm in the facility or anywhere else.
Is there a water point far?
No, only roughly 80 meters and 60 meters.
We'll tell you. Let's first talk outside.
It's where you hear complaints from those women. Yes, they talk about so many things, how to do it.